Hi everyone, this is Lori McNair with Holy Hill Ministries and A Broken Hearts GPS, and I'd like to welcome you to today's podcast. Today, we just want to share for a few moments on the subject of pride. Pride, if we're not careful, can really bring a lot of detriment into our lives. It can cause a lot of roadblocks and inhibit progress in our walk and our pursuit of the abundant life that God has promised us. And we can really miss out on God doing some really incredible, remarkable, miraculous things in our lives. If we're walking in pride, pride can shut us down from receiving the healing, the deliverance, the victory, the freedom that God so wants us to have. And so it is a subject that is that can be uncomfortable, but it's one that we really have to take the time to explore. And it's a personal self-evaluation. We really have to authentically and genuinely and honestly look at our hearts and ask God to reveal any pride that might be hidden in our hearts that is that's causing us to come to a standstill or hit a brick wall or a bump in the road, where we can be at a place of stagnation. And pride can mask itself in so many different ways, because it is a spirit, it's an attitude. It does not want to be exposed, it does not want to be revealed, it does not want to be uncovered. And so it really takes the guidance and the revelation of Holy Spirit to open our eyes and to bring illumination and revelation to our hearts, so that we can see what it is that we may be internally warring against. And so James chapter 4 speaks to the subject of pride. And this is probably a familiar scripture to many of you, but James chapter 4, verse 6, but he giveth more grace, wherefore he saith, God resisteth the proud, but giveth grace unto the humble. Submit yourselves therefore to God, resist the devil, and he will flee from you. Draw nigh to God, and he will draw nigh to you. Cleanse your hands, ye sinners, and purify your hearts, ye double-minded. Be afflicted and mourn and weep. Let your laughter be turned to mourning and your joy to heaviness. Humble yourselves in the sight of the Lord, and he shall lift you up. So the opposite of pride is humility. And so if we want to see a move of God in our lives like never before, then we have to willingly, volitionally submit ourselves, humble ourselves before the Lord, cry out to him, draw near to him. Because as we do these things, God, he'll draw nigh to us, and deliverance, healing, joy, hope, all of those things will hit our hearts, and we will begin to see a change come about in our lives. So I just wanted to share with you just for a few minutes on the story of Naaman in 2 Kings chapter 5. And if you have time, you really want to read through the entire chapter, because it is very fascinating how pride Naaman's heart was full of pride, and how he had to really do some things that challenged his makeup in order to receive what he wanted, right? And so 2 Kings chapter 5 verse 1 tells us that Naaman, captain of the host of the king of Syria, was a great man with his master and honorable, because by him the Lord had given deliverance unto Syria. He was also a mighty man in valor, but he was a leper. So we know that Naaman was captain of the host. He was a man of notoriety. He was noble. He had a reputation. He was a great man. He was honorable. He was strong. He was mighty. He was brave. He was courageous. He had wealth. He had influence. All of these wonderful attributes. But the Bible says he was a leper. And so he was sick. He had a disease, a highly contagious disease that caused sores and oozing wounds to cover his body. And so all of his money, all of his prominence, his affluence, none of these things could take away his leprosy. So Naaman really needed something that money could not buy. And he was a proud man. He was a man who walked in pride. And in James chapter 4 that we first looked at tells us that the Greek word for pride is hyperaphanos. That's the Strong's Concordance. It's Greek number 5244, and it means showing oneself above others, haughty, preeminent, an overweening estimate of one's means, despising others, or even treating people with contempt. And so we're going to see how this played out, these characteristics, this definition of pride played out in Naaman's life. And so in 2 Kings 5, Naaman had a little maid that waited on his wife. And so she was concerned about Naaman. And so she suggested that Naaman see the prophet that was in Samaria. And so Naaman, he got money together. He got gifts together to go before the king so that he could see the prophet. And so I'm kind of fast forwarding through the story. So please, if you have time, just take a little bit of time to read it. And so Naaman went to see the prophet Elisha because he wanted to be healed of his leprosy. Chapter 5 of 2 Kings, verse 9. So Naaman came with his horses and with his chariot and stood at the door of the house of Elisha. And Elisha sent a messenger unto him, saying, go and wash in Jordan 7 times, and thy flesh shall come clean, shall come again to thee, and thou shalt be clean. But Naaman was wroth, you know, he was angry, and went away and said, behold, I thought he will surely come out to me and stand and call on the name of the Lord his God and strike his hand over the place and recover the leper. So Naaman's saying, look, does he know who I am? He wouldn't even come out of his house. I thought he would come out and, you know, pray to his God and heal me. But he's going to tell me to go dip in the Jordan River 7 times. And so Naaman goes on to say in verse 12, are not Abana and Pharpar, rivers of Damascus, better than all the waters of Israel? May I not wash in them and be clean? So he turned and went his way in rage. He said, look, I'm not having this. It's the Jordan River was dirty. It was like the Hudson River, right? It's just polluted. It was just dirty, right? And so he said, look, there's better rivers, you know, at home. Can I go wash in those? And verse 13, and his servants came near and spake unto him and said, my father, if the prophet had bid thee to do some great thing, wouldest thou not have done it? Much rather than when he saith to thee, wash and be clean. So his people are trying to talk to him like, look, if he asked you to do something great, would you have done it? All he did was say, go wash in the river and be clean. And so they're trying to reason with him. But there's this heart condition, this pride condition that he's on the cusp of healing. But in his mind, in his heart, he's saying, look, I'm better than going to wash in this dirty river. This man does not know who I am. And so God in his mercy sends these workers, these servants to reason with this mighty man so that he can receive his healing. And then verse 14, then he went down and dipped himself seven times in Jordan, according to the saying of the man of God. And his flesh came again like unto the flesh of a little child, and he was clean. And so we see how Naaman's volitional decision to humble himself and to do what the prophet had instructed him to do rendered his healing, rendered his deliverance. It says his skin was like that of a baby. You know, it was smooth, it was clean, it was soft, it was totally healed. And so the question for us today is, what is swirling? What prideful thoughts are swirling in our minds that is keeping us from receiving the victory, the healing, the deliverance, the liberty that we want in our minds? Whatever it is we might be struggling with, if it's a relationship problem, if it's an internal reality, if it's a struggle with self-esteem, or if we're battling with anger, if we're struggling with anxiety, if we're battling an addiction, you know, what is it that's keeping us from drawing near to God? Or if we're drawing near to God, what's keeping us from doing what God is saying to do? And many times underneath all of those layers, it's an undercurrent of pride. And so today, I just invite you to ask the Lord to search your heart, search our hearts. If there is any undertone of pride, we want the Lord to reveal it. Because in reality, don't we want to live abundant lives? Don't we all want life to the full, to live the kind of life where we're not looking over our shoulder, or we're not waiting for the proverbial other shoe to fall? We can avoid those things just by the act of humility. And very often that's a hard thing for us to do, because we pride ourselves on our ability to work it, on our ability to get the job done. We're so self-reliant. So to come to a place of surrender and to say, God, I need you. Reveal the pride that's in my heart so that I can walk in the fullness of your joy. Because the word of God says that God resists the proud, but he gives grace to the humble. So we like to pray for us today concerning this area of pride. So Father, in the name of Jesus, we just come before you. We're just thanking you that you are a God of mercy, God, that you are a God of grace, and that you give grace multiplied. You give grace upon grace. And so Father, in the name of Jesus, we just come before you, Lord, just with all humility, with total submission, with total surrender. God, we pray in the name of Jesus that you would search our heart. Father, we give you permission. God, we invite you to shine the light on our hearts. Reveal what is hidden. Reveal what is the undertone of our heart. Father, we pray that you would reveal any pride that is found in us. And God, we decree and declare that we are wrong, God, that you are right. Your word says you resist the proud. But God, we want you to draw nigh to us. So we pray that you would forgive us in the name of Jesus. Forgive us for pride. Forgive us of haughtiness. Forgive us of arrogance. God, we want to walk in humility before you, Father, so that we can receive the liberty, the grace that you have so abundantly offered us. We just receive it now, Father, in the name of Jesus. And we thank you for the work that you are doing in our hearts. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. We give God praise for you on today. Thank you so much for just tuning in. It's such an important subject, and we just want to be people who are submitted to the Word of God. And so as our pastor so often says, our pastor, Reverend Harold Emanuel Clay Jr., he says, you have to give God a runway. When he says so often, our pastor, that there are blessings just circling, just hovering over you, but you have to give God a runway so that those blessings can land. And so if you agreed with that prayer, if you agreed with this short teaching on pride, then guess what? I have good news for you today. You have given God a runway where those blessings can just invade your heart. And the Word of God tells us in Deuteronomy, that I believe it's Deuteronomy 28, that blessings are running us down and overtaking us. Isn't that good news? We want to be overtaken with blessings, right? But it requires something on our part, and that requirement is humility before our Heavenly Father. So God bless you. We pray that you've been blessed by what you heard on today. Send us an email, call us, 1-866-460-8976. Email us at Lori, L-A-U-R-I, at abrokenheartsgps.org. You can direct message us via Twitter. You can find us on Facebook. Send us a message there. We'd love to hear from you. If something has triggered a thought in your heart today that you would like additional prayer or a supportive counseling on, we're happy to just talk and encourage your heart and just share with you. So we'd love to hear from you. God bless you, and we'll see you next time.